This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. The debate over what Phoenix should be and whether it's welcoming enough to the creative class seems to be heating up lately. On this program, we touched on it in the spring with dueling essays from Taz Lumens, who left Phoenix for Portland, and Robert Pala, who's lived in Phoenix for 50 years. Here's a bit of what they had to say. First, Lumens.
When I visited Portland last fall, I saw that so much of what I advocated for already exists. The striking difference between Portland's evolution towards sustainability and Phoenix's stagnation was hard to ignore. All this made me ask the question, why don't I live in Portland? Was my life about advocating for basic bike, ped, and transit infrastructure in a culture that showed no signs of valuing those things? Or could my talents and skills be taken to the next level in an environment where that basic infrastructure was already in place?
I think the problem is not that creatives can't make something of this place. What I've noticed is that they so often want to make Phoenix into some other place. And listen to me, I've been here for a half century. The Valley of the Sun is never, ever going to be Seattle or Los Angeles or even Pittsburgh. We are primarily a place that attracts folks who don't like winter weather. People who care about affordable real estate and convenient shopping, and not so much about culture and cafe society. And here's what those of us who do care about art spaces and coffee houses and cool buildings keep overlooking. There's nothing wrong with a city that doesn't care about these very things.
KJZZ commentator Robert Pala earlier this year. To broaden the discussion, we've invited Lindsay Kincaid, an experimental urbanist and strategic futurist, and Sarah Sullivan, a theater artist and educator, to join us. Lindsay and Sarah will be presenting tomorrow night at 7 at the Brought House in Scottsdale as part of the event Why Young Leaders Are Breaking Up with Phoenix. The event is being presented by Emerging Arts Leaders Phoenix. Great to have you both here. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Lindsay, let me start with you. So young leaders are breaking up with Phoenix, and if so, what are we going to do to stem that tide?
So I would maybe reframe the question a little bit and say that instead of thinking of people breaking up with Phoenix, instead I would prefer to think of us as launching those people out into the wider world. So I would argue that Taz Lumens did not necessarily break up with Phoenix, but instead was launched out into the world, into the next phase of her career, which is actually really exciting. So that's how I would respond to kind of that frame.
Okay. Sarah, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think that there are certainly artists who are leaving Phoenix, and this idea that there are places where art is happening and you have to go to the Portlands or the Seattles or the Chicagos or the LAs to do that. But I also, as an artist here, I feel like I have done some of the most exciting artistic projects of my career in Phoenix.
And why do you think that's the case? Is there something brewing here that people don't know enough about?
Absolutely. I think that there are so many opportunities in a place like Phoenix where we don't necessarily have an established cultural tone for the city. I think that emerging arts leaders, people like me, I started a theater company with a colleague 2 years ago. We have this opportunity to really be at the table and a part of setting that tone for really interesting, dynamic art and investing people in that from the ground up.
Lindsay, I want to go for some positives as far as what people can do, but also let's be realistic about the perception at least, which is that Phoenix is a place where it's tough to do these things. It's tough to get the greater populace to realize what's going on. As a person who's lived in other places, why do you think that premise seems to be the case here?
I guess I don't know too many people who kind of hold that as the way of seeing Phoenix.
Okay.
I recognize that it's out there. I think that it might be an old vision of Phoenix that hasn't been updated in a little while. A lot of my work is really focused on trying to reach out to new people who are coming to Phoenix all the time, who frankly have been a part of very established art communities elsewhere in the country, who have all the credentials we could ever hope to find in arts leaders, but who haven't plugged in yet because it's a little bit hard to find one's way. A lot of the work that I'm doing is welcoming people to Phoenix because I think it's really easy to notice people leaving, but it's much harder to go out and meet newcomers who are here but who are not yet plugged in. So I feel like we need to rally our energy and our love for Phoenix and go out and welcome these new people to come in and plug them in quickly before we miss the opportunity to get them to stay.
What do you think the best ways of getting people to be plugged in and be excited about it?
So Jim McPherson and I are doing a whole bunch of different projects around town. We are testing different ways of reaching out to people because not everybody wants to be invited in the same way. I mean, we could put a banner at the airport and say, come on in, but people want to engage with the arts in different ways at different times based on their own life, and we need to meet people where they are in their own life. So we're reaching out in all different kinds of forums. We've produced a website called welcometophoenix.us. We have a zine that we're giving out to people that lists all the different downtown organizations, because a lot of people don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
And Jim can't personally have coffee with every single person who moves to Phoenix, much as we might like that to happen. So we're trying to take a lot of the kind of infrastructure that already exists here and share it in a more open way, a more open sourced way too.
Sarah, do you feel like you've gotten support here and the people are excited about what you're doing?
I absolutely do. But I think something that's really unique and really important is that a lot of the support that we've gotten has been in the community and not necessarily from arts organizations. Although we get a lot of support from other artists in the community, I think key to my success has been partnering with community members and building art that's really rooted in our community that we live in. And I think that has gotten people really excited and feeling like they have a stake in arts in Phoenix.
That does seem like a unique quality. Is there something that, when people think about perhaps Phoenix doesn't have the tradition of some of the other bigger cities, in many ways, is that a plus for an arts community, this idea that it's more of a tabula rasa sort of?
Definitely.
Okay.
I think that there's a great opportunity for people to feel like they're being invited to be a part of creating art and viewing art, who might not feel that they have that invitation to more traditional types of art.
Lindsay, what are your thoughts on that?
I also think that nationally, internationally, the way that the art world has been moving now for 50 years, the way that mobile technology is affecting the way people participate, the next generation wants to participate. They want to collaborate. They want to be together. They want to be mobile connected. Like, they want to be able to find things quickly and easily through a good user experience, which part of the user experience in Phoenix that is so hard is that when you walk down the street, you don't necessarily bump into the stuff that is cool. But I think the next generation that, frankly, is going to be the next group of leaders of the arts in Phoenix, we're all collaborating with each other, we're helping each other, we're lifting each other up to provide the kind of user experience to our city that people will really plug in and stay and put down roots and realize that the weather here is dreamy, it's a totally affordable place to buy a house, it's flat as a pancake and easy to ride a bike. Like, the quality of life here is actually very good. And knitting together all of the diverse resources that we have is part of the hard part. And so I feel like technology and participation of citizens is kind of the only way to do it. Like, a top-down way of organizing wouldn't work here anyway. So we get to make a big leap because of the mobile technology that we have. We get to just make a big leap and plug into what's coming next in 2014 and have thousands of people collaborating to make the community better.
Absolutely. I think we can really be a part of building each other's audiences. That as a theater artist, it's really important to me to go to gallery openings and dance performances. And I hope that those people will come and see the shows that we put on stage as well.
Well, Sarah, do you think we define art in too narrow a sense and we're looking too much in the traditional senses of art and people are not quite as open yet, or they don't know quite enough about what else is going on in the community?
I think that there are a lot of ways to be an artist and to be involved in arts. Rising Youth Theater, the company that I co-founded, we do art that is really rooted in our community, and we partner with community organizations to create original plays. And one of the things that's really important to us is putting people who don't identify as artists, who don't identify as performers, on stage with professional actors, people who do have that training and that experience. And that creates a really powerful opportunity for theater.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay, I have to come back to this. As someone who's lived here most of my life, which I'm in my 40s, folks, so it's been a while, this idea that Phoenix has been such a place known for sprawl, and you talk about some of the younger artists coming in who want to collaborate, who want to be closer together, perhaps they're using public transit, they're riding their bikes. Is this going to be a cultural shift? And if so, how long should we wait for a cultural shift? Because as we've heard the Robert Pala commentary, Taz Lumen's left, people, even if people coming, there are also people who are leaving. Should there be an amount of time where people say, I've got to achieve these goals, or we just all have to dig in together and not put little timelines on these things?
So I will tell you that the sketchbook that I carry with me every day in downtown Phoenix is a long and wide sketchbook because we sketch the timeline. We sketch the timeline of what are we doing in the next 30 days, what are we doing in the next 6 months, what are we doing in 5 years, in 10 years, in 50 years. So if we are not constantly thinking about those many futures, we're never going to be able to get to a really big, audacious goal. And frankly, I have a pretty big audacious goal, and a lot of other people in downtown do too. So we are constantly thinking about the time, but also acting in the present. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not just about a bunch of brainstorming of wild ideas and wagging a finger and saying Phoenix should do XYZ. It's instead saying, like, what can we do right now? Can we go on a bike ride today, tomorrow, the next day that also accomplishes some other goal? And how can we knit together all these different projects?
Should the goal be, though, to, as you're doing, welcoming new folks, how much of the goal should be to convince people who've been here already that great things are happening?
So I would say that most of my work is not about convincing anybody of anything,
okay,
but instead just inviting everyone to come participate in the most fun, most exciting, most affordable projects that we could possibly do. Like, I think it's less about convincing and more about inviting. Like, if we had asked people what they wanted back in the day, they would have said they wanted a faster horse. They wouldn't have realized they might want a car instead. So it's not about convincing people to get a faster horse. It's about just building the car and then inviting people to come into whatever this new experience is that we're creating. So I appreciate that there are critics. I appreciate that a lot of people are not into downtown Phoenix or haven't been downtown in a while. I would just invite all of those people, come to First Friday, come to Third Friday, come back downtown if it's been a while since you gave it a try. Mm-hmm. I recently went out to Mesa to meet with some people who are doing very exciting work out there and updated them about what's going on downtown. And they said, you know, actually, it's been a little while since we've been. And so they came to the next First Friday and said, oh my goodness, we had no idea. So I guess I would just say to all those people, you might have an oh my goodness, I had no idea kind of moment, but you can't just expect to walk down the street and bump into it. You need to plug into some of the, you know, marketing materials that are out there explaining what the different events are and go to a planned event, because there are a lot of professional people, great artists, great event planners who are planning beautiful experiences for you in downtown Phoenix. And it's easy to ride the light rail. It's easy to walk. It's easy to ride a bike. It's easy to get around safely. And if you want to go out to dinner and have a beverage, there are many safe ways to get where you're going.
Now, Sarah Lindsay makes this sound really great and easy. What do you think?
I think it's both great and easy and really challenging.
Okay.
There are so many things. I completely agree with you that it is not about convincing, it's about inviting, that so many of the people who think that they want something would be surprised to find how much of that already exists and is available to them in the city of Phoenix. But I do think changing that narrative and changing how we perceive Phoenix and how we think about art programming in Phoenix, both within our local community and what we think is available, and nationally, what people think about when they think of Phoenix as a cultural community, because we are a cultural community. There's an incredible amount of amazing art happening here that's really dynamic and different and exciting. And I think one of the things we can do as artists is to help push towards changing that narrative by writing about the great work we're doing, by continuing to spread that message, by inviting people into our theaters who might not already feel invited to come into a theater and be a part of a program like that.
Sarah and Lindsay, that's all the time we have, but I want to let people know again, Lindsay Kincaid, an experimental urbanist and strategic futurist, and Sarah Sullivan, a theater artist and educator, will be presenting tomorrow night at 7. It's the Brought House in Scottsdale as part of the event Why Young Leaders Are Breaking Up with Phoenix, although Lindsay doesn't like that name. The event is being presented by Emerging Arts Leaders Phoenix. You can find that online. Ladies, thanks very much. Appreciate
the
time.
Thank you so much.
Come downtown.
Still to come on Here and Now, we'll find out about earthquakes in Arizona and what it's like to live with wolves. Stay tuned.